WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Former President Obama campaigns in Virginia for Ralph Northam. State health officials plan for the worst, just in case, while still protecting the public from things like the flu. And we have a look at an alternative model of education for disabled students in Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, October 20th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Former President Barack Obama made his first campaign appearances since leaving office yesterday in New Jersey and also campaigning in Richmond for Democratic candidate for Governor Ralph Northam. And as WCV's Charles Fishburn reports, analysts say Obama's influence among young voters and African Americans could be important.
Virginia Tech political commentator Bob Denton says Obama could make a difference.
He is critical, to try to drive up the base, really targeting with his popularity primarily toward the minority community and the 18 to 29-year-old.
Republican Ed Gillespie trails Democrat Ralph Northam in most polls, but the deficit is within the margin of error. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Also, the two major party candidates in Virginia's race for governor sharply disagree when it comes to guns. Republican Ed Gillespie has an A rating from the National Rifle Association and has pledged to, quote, oppose any and all attempts to weaken the Second Amendment. Democrat Ralph Northam says he favors stricter controls on gun ownership. He's backed by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's group, as well as by former Democratic Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was grievously wounded in a 2011 shooting. The positions of the two candidates play against type. Northam grew up hunting on Virginia's eastern shore and owns two shotguns. Gillespie wrote in his 2006 book that he doesn't own a gun, and he recently declined to answer whether that is still the case. Health officials across Virginia are bracing for the worst while also helping people feel their best. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story. And don't worry, this is only a drill to help officials plan for a worst-case scenario.
But it's one that helps health officials like Zvi Gruenspec to administer free flu shots while also conducting disaster planning scenarios.
The basics of the scenario this year are an unusual spike in flu. It's determined that it's a novel strain of influenza, but one which, a vaccine is available.
He's the Public Health Emergency Management Coordinator in Alexandria, where Health Director Stephen Herring says persuading people that they should get vaccines requires striking a delicate balance.
There are extremes on either side, people being very complacent or apathetic or mistrusting and not following recommendation. And then there's the other extreme of people being hypervigilant or overly anxious and concerned.
The disaster planning flu shot clinics are being conducted in all 34 health districts across Virginia, using $200,000 worth of federal grant money to purchase 20,000 doses and supplies to administer the vaccines. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, children with disabilities are some of the most frequently suspended students in public schools, according to a recent report. What does that mean for the future of special education? Well, more attention is being given to alternative education programs. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini visits a special kind of school in Charlottesville.
Students with disabilities are suspended 2.5 times more often as other students in Virginia, according to a recent report from the Legal Aid Justice Center. One of the recommendations is to provide social and emotional learning programs.
If students aren't socially or emotionally healthy, it's hard to expect a lot academically. It's just not going to happen. So we really put a lot of emphasis on the social-emotional growth of each of our students, and academics always falls in place.
Brooke McCoy is a history teacher and the head of Park School in Charlottesville. Created in 2009, it grew from its initial base of only 2 students to up to 16 students. They have a partnership with American High School, a fully accredited private online high school. Kate Sizek is now the learning coordinator at Park School, but she was a special education teacher in the public school system, and she is concerned by the high suspension rate for students with disabilities.
I got so frustrated in the public school where there's so much pushing through just to get through, to get on to the next academic checkpoint so that the behavioral teachings and checking in with well-being, mental health of students, it has to fall by the wayside just because of the sheer number of kids and the goal being primarily academic.
Suspended students then enter a spiral. They miss class, and then they fall behind, and then their whole academic achievement is at stake. 16-year-old Liza Phillips says it's different at Park School.
I've had times where I've missed something, and I've gone back to a teacher later and said, hey, can we find a time when we're both free so I can get a better grasp on it? You just don't have that access in other schools.
Quick little pre-assessment, okay? And it's going to help me know where you are with things.
To address the suspension issue, the Virginia Association of School Superintendents is working to put forward some recommendations for the Department of Education. Tom Smith, the legislative liaison for the association, says they would like more funding for alternative education programs and a better utilization of the Virginia tiered systems of supports, an alternate education process based on what researchers are learning about behavior in schools.
Right now, they are limited in utilizing that because of funding. Approximately 30% of school divisions out of 132 school divisions have been able to participate. We would like to see funding so that more could do that, so that we can work with these children that have difficulty before the situation gets to a point where they have to be suspended or placed in alt ed.
Back at Park School, Brooke McCoy says they're focused on variables that are harder to measure.
You know, the hard thing is monitoring progress. The kind of progress we see here isn't always numbers. It's not always scores. It might be a student, you know, is anxious going to math class for the last couple of days. You know, those are the kind of progress monitoring that we see here.
That was the case of Carly, for instance, Liza's twin sister.
I used to be really bad at math, but I'm actually getting good grades now because I have teachers who can actually like stop and explain what everything means and give me the attention I need to actually learn how to do it correctly.
This nurturing environment does not mean children have no responsibilities.
They have chores every day. Since our school is a house, we do not have anyone who comes in and cleans and things, so that's up to the kids, you know? Mm-hmm. So they take a lot of responsibility for this place. We don't clean, they do it themselves.
Another big emphasis is community service. They have a requirement of 25 hours each semester.
Some of the kids were telling me earlier they're going to do a Defend Love project and start kind of an art gallery project to raise money for the things that transpired here in Charlottesville. Our kids really take a lot of initiative when it comes to their volunteer work.
According to Tom Smith, who's also been a superintendent in Fluvanna County and was director of special education programs for almost 40 years, such an engaging environment is really the key ingredient.
To be honest with you, the best discipline reduction process is to have children engaged in learning. And so when they're engaged, then they're moving forward and discipline does go down. I think programs like that, if they're structured, if they're well planned and funded, I think alternative education programs can be very productive.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
Learn more about the Park School, the recent report on student suspensions, and more about this issue at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Friday.